Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Jarvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nick Strencevic. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Nick Strencevic. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. And now, play ball. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis takes first base on ball four. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Strencevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strencevic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strencevic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, tags Haas, and throws to second to double up Mueller. Here's the throw to first to get Usher, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cox strikes out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Bacinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacinski hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Strincevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strincevic is 0 for 1 in the game. Strincevic strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baumholtz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake strikes out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kress pinch runs for Ray Mueller. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 2 in the game. Usher takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Lamarno now catching. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Nick Strencevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strencevic is 0 for 2 in the game. Strencevic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Basinski covering, for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Steve Nagy now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Hatton moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Reds, 2. Art Herring now pitching. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.